Hi, and welcome to the Horizon Church podcast. Horizon Church is a Christ-centered, word-based, and spirit-led church. We are so happy to bring this week's message to you, and on behalf of our pastors, Brad and Ali Bonhomme, and the Horizon Church team, we pray it's a blessing to you.
Well, those of you who don't know me, well, my name is Andrew. I'm married to the amazing Mona Hannah, and we have three anointed and appointed children, Jeremiah, Bethany, and Elijah. You know, Elijah came to me about a week ago, and he said, Dad, I want to build my own club at school, because they all have clubs. And he said, how can I build a club? I said, did you try doing a club, Elijah? He goes, Dad, you know, I tried, but it didn't really work. So I gave him a hint. I said, tell your club that you're going to bless them every Friday with one lolly. He comes to me the second day. He goes, Dad, I've got so many people in my club. I said, how many? He goes, 20 people. I said, Elijah, you have to start releasing leaders because you're going to lose the 20. His club was called the Flipping Club. So if you heard about the Flipping Club, it's Elijah's club. We've been attending Horizon Church here for about 6 years. It has been the best God ordained decision we have taken as a family. If you're visiting today, consider this place to be your house. We believe that God has placed us here strategically between the best people in this universe so that we can experience God in His fullness here in this house. The Word of God teaches us to give honor when honor is due. This morning, I would love to honor our senior pastors, Pastor Brad and Pastor Allison. Can you help me this morning to honor them in the house? You know, what I love about Pastor Brad is every time I meet with him, he tells me one statement. Andrew, it's all about the people. In Horizon Church, we are all about the people. How good is that? You know, our passion as a family is to see kingdom families living life in full obedience and abundance. There's so much abundance that we can live under. See kingdom families living life in complete victory. See kingdom families living a life that is honoring and pleasing to the King in every way. If you would like to put a title to today's message, you can title it Seasoned to Experiencing an Open Heaven. Seasoned to Experiencing an Open Heaven. There are three critical ingredients and not excipients. Being a pharmacist, an excipient is an ingredient that is not active in the product. It's used to give a color, it's used to stabilize the product, but if it's not there, the product will still do its job in general because it has an active ingredient that is crucial to the indication of that medication. And this is the three ingredients are fasting, prayer, and obedience. Fasting, prayer, and obedience. You may be asking yourself, why does our church run all these prayer meetings? The answer is simple. Our senior pastors understand the secret of experiencing an open heaven, and this is the reason that prayer meetings have been the core of our strength in this season. You know, it's our senior pastor's heart for each and every one of us in this house to experience an open heaven experience. This is experiencing something of the supernatural. Not the natural, but the supernatural of our relationships, of our finances, of our ministry, of our family, and of our businesses. I know that that many of us have been praying and fasting in this season. So this morning, I want you to expect some supernatural breakthroughs, some supernatural miracles. As I believe that the Holy Spirit will be opening up the floodgates of heaven over us in the service. Would you believe with me this morning? By the way, I forgot to tell you, if you're a loud crowd, I preach better. Can you give me an amen?
Amen.
Come on. This morning, I want to start by asking you a question. Have you ever had an open heaven experience? This is when you experience something of the supernatural, no matter the season, no matter the circumstances, and no matter what the enemy has tried to do. This is supernatural breakthrough. This is supernatural healing. This is a supernatural check that you open your letterbox and you find something of the supernatural. This is supernatural favor, supernatural provision. This is when you've been praying and fasting and spending time in the presence of God at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden your son is healed or your wife is healed. This is when you have been prophesied on 5 times that your womb will open up and you shall conceive. That's a word for someone in this room this morning. It's when you needed to have one more prophetic word in an open heaven atmosphere like today and you receive your breakthrough. You go to the chemist and thank you, Jesus, for chemist, and you know, and you buy a pregnancy test and it's showing positive. And you go back to the chemist and you buy a second one and it's showing yes. And a third time to confirm that the heavens have opened and yes, our faithful God is giving you your promised child. It's an open heaven. This is when you're praying and you've been praying and fasting and all of a sudden God opens up the floodgates of heaven over your struggling business and you start making a fortune out of it. This is another word for someone to hear today. I believe that some of us have been locked up, their identity has been locked up in a business that failed, or finances that went wrong, or a marriage that didn't go well. This morning, I release a blessing over you, and I release something of the supernatural over you this morning as we speak about fasting and prayer and an open heaven atmosphere. I remember when I was at the age of 24, I loved building and I loved developing, and it was a bit easier than today. It was to buy a block of land, go to the council, get an approval, you know, for a block of 12 apartments and just sell it without you have to be doing much to it. And I remember being, I used to trust everybody. It was something that I done because I'm a trustworthy person. So I said, you know what? Everyone must be like me. I said, you know what? Let's go into the partnership with someone. But I made a mistake by going into a partnership with someone who was not kingdom minded. I lost a lot of money at the age of 24. I hardly had anything with me. But then God blessed us. And we went and we opened a few shops. But I remember this story. It was attached to a shop that we have still at Bondi Beach. And I had signed a 10-year lease on this premises. And I was just operating behind the dispensary counter, just dispensing. And I just see someone outside taking a photo of my shop. So I'm very passionate. I go out and I said to him, you've taken a photo of my shop? He said, yeah, I did. I said, what are you doing with it? I said, that's okay. All that's happened is that you've signed a 10-year lease on a shop. The landlord who you lease off has just decided to sell it. It's not going to affect you in any way or form, but you have a lease. And then back then when I lost a lot of money, I said to myself, I will never, ever build again. I will never buy property again. And then when this happened, I left the real estate and I walked back to my shop and something in me lived out. And I felt it was the Holy Spirit, because it must have been the Holy Spirit that made me do that. Because for me, I said, I'm not going to do that. I've anchored up my failure. God doesn't want you to anchor at your failure. There's a destination for you. So I rang up my bank manager and I said, Terry, this shop is come up for, you know, for sale. He goes, buy it. I said to him, I don't have any money. He said to me, just go and negotiate. And who knows that if you don't have any money, you can negotiate really well. Really well. So I came back. Now I was negotiating, not having anything in my bank account. So I went to him and I said, Terry, I've negotiated the best deal ever. He goes to me, go and pay a deposit. I said, from where? I do not have the money. You know, it's easier for me to stand up here today and say to you, I had the money, I can pay the deposit. I had no money and I could not pay the deposit. But then he told me, just go and just pay the deposit. And tomorrow morning, you're going to see a big red mark on your bank account. It's going to be in the negative. Within 24 hours, I'm going to approve this loan for you. I said, are you sure? He said, yes. I went, I wrote the check, and I said to him, Terry, how are you going to do that? He goes, you've just opened a shop at Bondi Beach. There's a goodwill to that. We're going to use the goodwill as a deposit for the building. So there's nothing wrong. We can do that. I said, are you sure we can do that? It's a shop that's opened, you know, only about 2 weeks ago. He said, it's got a big value because of the position that you've opened it in. I went and I paid the deposit and I experienced an open heaven experience right there and then. And I give all the glory to God. It's a building standing today in the middle of Bondi Beach. I'm not saying that because I'm boasting. I'm not speaking figures. I'm not saying anything. But I'm saying it's there for the glory of God. He owns it. I manage it. Amen. Let me give you 3 points this morning that the Word of God teaches on how to experience an open heaven as you pray, as you fast, and you become obedient to the voice of God. I would love to start by concentrating on the secrets behind fasting for an open heaven experience. Let me give you some quick facts that will help you before I give you the 3 main points. Are you ready for it? When you combine prayer and fasting, the devil gets pretty nervous. He starts taking depression pills. Why? Because when you are fasting, the Holy Spirit starts giving you strategies and ideas on how to defeat your battles. When you are praying and you're fasting, the Holy Spirit is so sharp in you in an incredible way that the Holy Spirit gives you ideas that you've never thought of. Not 100 books will give you that idea. It's only the Holy Spirit. Why? Because when you are fasting, the Holy Spirit starts giving you strategies on how to defeat every battle. I just want to make it clear from the beginning that there are some things in your life that will not be broken. Without fasting, they will just not. I'm giving you, you know, the fast way out there. They will just not. Fasting is probably one of the most powerful tools for an open heaven experience. Fasting is the secret weapon to the believer. Fasting is a physical act of obedience that changes things in the spiritual realm. You cannot win a spiritual battle with natural means. Sometimes you can have the dream team by hiring the best barrister, best lawyer, best accountant, and still not succeed. Why? Some fights are not natural fights. They are spiritual ones. We are reminded by this in Ephesians 6:12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. Where? In heavenly realms. Where? In higher places. You are not fighting things on an earthly level anymore. You are fighting things from a heavenly position, heavenly perspective. You are fighting from a higher position. You got to train yourself on how to fight from your position in Christ. Are you with me this morning? Point number one. Are you ready for it? Fasting is a lifestyle to experience an open heaven. Fasting is a lifestyle to experience an open heaven. Matthew 6, 16 to 18 tells us, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received the reward in full. But when you fast, not if you, it's not an option, but when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. I just want you to pay attention to the wording. It's not when you fast. It's when you fast, not if you fast. It's not giving us the option. It's not if you fast. It's when you fast. So Jesus here is teaching us the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes is the constitution of Christ. If Christ was writing a constitution, like a company's constitution, the Beatitude would form the constitution to us as believers today. He is downloading to us some of the most important information for living as New Testament believers in this world today. So he doesn't declare to us that if you fast, he's declaring to us when we fast. He's teaching us here that part of our Christian walk is that we need to have a lifestyle of fasting. Now, of course, here at Horizon Church, we believe that God cares about our health and safety. And when you commit to fasting, you may need to consult your GP, your dietitian, and so on. I don't want everyone to go out there today and fasting, and we have fainting people all around. Why? Because not every type of fast is suitable for everyone. Now, Jesus doesn't tell us how often to fast. He doesn't tell us how long to fast. He doesn't tell us when to fast. Why? So that we can be led by the Spirit of God and also by safety measures. Sometimes we tend to put fasting as the last resource. But when you get sick of the devil defeating you, you will do anything to have your victory back because Christ has won the battle for you. Point number two, are you ready for it? Fasting is a sacrifice. And sacrifice is equal to favor. We see this in Daniel chapter 10. I'll begin in verse 2 and 3. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant food, no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. Verse 10, it starts with one word, suddenly. Suddenly, while I was fasting. Suddenly, while I was eating vegetables. Suddenly, while I was seeking God. What happened? A hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, "Oh, Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you." This is an angel speaking to him. "And stand upright, for I have now been sent to you." While he was speaking these words to me, I stood trembling. I feel God saying to us today, "Kelly, woman, greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you in this season of miracles." This morning, I speak to Danny, man greatly beloved. Understand the words that I speak to you in this season of healing. Verse 3, he said, I ate no pleasant food. I ate no meat or wine came into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. The word pleasant here is desirable. I ate no desirable food. I want you to watch that. But what's important, notice that in Daniel 10, 11, the word greatly beloved is described as the same word greatly desirable. So I ate no desirable food. What's God's response? Oh, Daniel, you greatly desired. I ate no desirable food. Oh, Daniel, you greatly desired by me during this time of sacrifice and time of fasting. There is a difference. There is a difference between God's love and God's favor. God's love is 100% full 7 days a week. It's 24 hours a day. There is nothing that you can make it. You cannot make him love you more, and you cannot make him love you less. You don't earn it and you don't deserve it. His love is full, his love is free, and God loves you. There's a difference between God's love and God's favor. Favor is experiencing an open heaven. Favor is different because it is initially given to us as a gift. It's increase in our life. I want you to really concentrate on that point. Its increase in our life is dependent upon our stewardship of what we do to gain God's favor. It's what we do to gain God's attention. Daniel's story is a story of favor. It is a story of unusual favor. You know, I can personally relate to some of this favor in my life, and I'm confident many of you can too. I remember after doing my HSC, as I was praying and as I was declaring the word of God over my future, I received a phone call. Andrew, you got accepted at Charles Sturt University with a scholarship, a full scholarship. I didn't have to pay a cent for my education. All of my friends, years and years after, they had to pay the hex. I didn't have to do that. I remember going to Charles Sturt University, and I was working as a security guard, as a casual job. And I just connected with the manager there. And he said to me, Andrew, you know what I can use you for? And there was only one night that I worked, in a nightclub as a bouncer. And he said to me, I can use you for something. I can subcontract to you. I'll pay you $80 an hour. I'll put you in a caravan that you can watch for the farming equipment at night so no one can steal them. I said, $80 an hour, all night. He said, yes. I went and I employed someone for $30 an hour. I made $50 an hour sleeping in a caravan. 4 years, I was studying. I was making money while I was sleeping. And this is God's favor in my life. This is the favor of God. This is the favor of God. You know, when I went to uni, I said, guys, what do you do on a Wednesday? Guys, we nightclub. What about Thursday? Nightclubbing. What about Friday? Oh, it's the biggest night that we nightclub. I prayed on Wednesday. I prayed on Thursday. And Friday, I was running my own prayer meetings at night for anyone who wanted to pray. And God just, you know, pouring out favor and favor and more of his favor in this season. I pray that over you this morning. Point number 3 is obedience. There's a factor of obedience. Obedience opens you up to experiencing an open heaven. Who knows that obedience could sometimes be difficult? But it's when you are out of your comfort zone, when you are carrying your cross, you are creating an optimal environment for an open heaven experience. Obedience brings you in an environment of an open heaven experience. We read in the Word of God in 1 Samuel 9 about a man by the name of Kish. He was the father of Saul. Later on, King Saul. Kish sends out Saul with a servant looking for his donkeys. He's obedient. His father tells him, go out and look for my donkeys. Yes, dad. When he couldn't find them, the servant directed Saul to the local prophet that can help them to find the donkeys. When they met Samuel, Samuel gives them a profound statement found in 1 Samuel chapter 9, 19 to 20. It says, I am the seer, a prophet back then. Samuel replied, go up ahead of me to the high place. What does he do? He's obedient. He goes to the high place. And today, you are to eat with me. He doesn't say, I'm full. He doesn't say, just tell me what you're on about. And in the morning, I will send you on your way and will tell you all that is in your heart. As for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, don't worry about them. They have been found. I want you to see something. Samuel meets Saul. Saul comes to Samuel about the donkeys because they were lost. And Samuel tells him, I will tell you tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow, what's on your heart, which meant the donkeys were not on his heart. Oh, by the way, he says, your donkeys have been found. The donkeys were on his mind, but what was really on his heart, we're going to find out about. The next day, Saul sends the servant away because he brought a servant with him. Samuel anoints Saul with the oil and tells him, you are the next king of Israel. What an incredible open heaven experience. For who? For Saul. He's looking for donkeys and God makes him king. Is that the God that you want to follow this morning? Saul carried inside his heart a dream. It was a big dream. He didn't want to let it out because Israel never had a king. He was embarrassed to actually let it out. This morning, you've come to church with so much on your mind. And God will never ignore what's on your mind. He's a good God. I feel God saying, I'm not going to give you what's on your mind today. But this morning, I'm going to give you what you've buried inside your heart. This morning, I didn't preach a message on Samuel. I just touched on it. Or Saul. Or the donkeys. But I preached a message on the sword of God, who's not only going to confirm what's on your mind, but he's going to dig deep in your heart, and he's going to awaken dreams that you've put and you've disregarded them, or you've regarded them as dead. God's saying, and Pastor Brad preached an amazing message last week on Jairus. He said, when Jairus heard that his daughter was sick and then she became dead, everyone said to him, don't bother the master anymore. And Jesus said, she's only asleep. Just believe she will be well. This dream, as you stand up with me this morning, is only asleep. It's not dead. Would you stand with me and stretch your hands towards heaven? I want to stand with you in prayer as I believe that God is calling you today to experience an open heaven. Who's after an open heaven today? Give me a wave if you're after an open heaven today. Over your business, over your finances, over the house that you are wanting, over your marriage, over your children, over your relationship. Israel has never had a king. Is there anybody in this room that dreamed of an open heaven experience that has never happened in their family before. This is exactly what happened to Saul. He dreamed of something that never happened in the time of Israel. Do you carry something that is so radical, so crazy, that if you tell someone about it, they go, you're crazy, man. You're crazy. That will never happen. Saul had a dream to be king. He comes to Samuel because he has problems with donkeys, but what was on his heart was dreams and destiny. Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning for an open heaven. I thank you for the angels that have been ascending and descending, speaking to everyone's situation, Father God, specifically into everyone's situation. I thank you because you are a God of the supernatural, not the natural. You are a God that does not waste time. You use every second wisely in our life. Heavenly Father, I ask for an open heaven experience for everyone that is under my voice today, Father God. Supernatural release of heaven this morning. Supernatural encounters, Father God. As we leave here today, we are not going to leave empty. As Stacy leads us into worship today, I want you to look up to heaven and I want you to imagine and experience an open heaven atmosphere that's you, that's yours today. Claim it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Stacy.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. For more info about Horizon Church, please visit our website at hz.church. Have a fantastic day and we hope to see you again soon.